أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. قل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يخلق ما يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 17 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was immaterial whether the Yahud, the Nasara revealed or they concealed the details about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's description or his nubuwat about the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then guided the people, and of course Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had brought iman at his hands, and the deen of Allah ta'ala had become dominant. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses one aspect of Christianity, of Nasraniyat. Before we go into the ayat in itself, we discussed this on several occasions, just an overview, that amongst the different groupings of the Nasara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one group that had believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam, that had come down onto earth, he was Allah Ta'ala himself. And how he was Allah Ta'ala himself, that Allah Ta'ala had descended either in the form of Isa alayhi salam physically, or either in the spirit, in the ruh of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. The natural consequences or result of all of that will be that Isa alayhi salatu was salam is God in himself. So in other words, Isa alayhi salatu was salam is now on this earth, and he is God on this earth. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this issue with regards to this belief of the Nasara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, you still get some of the groupings of the Christians that believe so, that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam had come down, and Allah ta'ala had then come down in the form of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, or in the body or in the spirit of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of them believe that a sifa or a few qualities of Allah Ta'ala had descended within Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. The first statement that Allah Ta'ala makes is certainly those who said that certainly Allah Himself is Al-Masih, Allah is the Messiah, the son of Maryam, has certainly committed kufr, has certainly disbelieved. So this is the statement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made, that there is absolutely disbelief in all of this. Allah ta'ala is Allah, Allah is one. Allah will not come down in the form of any body. Allah ta'ala will not come down in the form of any spirit of any individual. Allah ta'ala is Khaliq. Allah Ta'ala is creator. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone and everything else is makhluk. And everything and everyone else is what we will call shay, is a thing. It's a created thing. So everything else is ma siwallah, everything else is besides Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is Allah. And that's it. There is no other belief with regards to this aspect of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whoever believes anything otherwise besides this, that person has committed kufr, that person has committed an act of disbelief. قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحَ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His qudrat, Allah ta'ala shows His power, His might, His authority, and Allah ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask them that who owns any authority of anything, who has any power against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired If Allah Ta'ala had decided that Allah Ta'ala kills Al-Masih, the Messiah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of Maryam, if Allah Ta'ala takes his life, the life of his mother, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the life and Allah ta'ala destroys مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, whoever is on this earth. Now here, when the Quran Sharif was revealed, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had already passed on, she had already passed away. Now, if you look at this in view of the belief of the Christians, some of them believed, or most of them believed, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had already died, he was crucified. But nobody ever came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to dispute the fact about this ayat. Because Allah Ta'ala is saying, if Allah so desired, Allah Ta'ala would have killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the one aspect. So if now, but the whole argument is that if Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had come down, and if Allah Ta'ala had come down in the form of Isa alayhi salam, either body, soul, spirit, whatever, and if Allah Ta'ala killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then who would have stopped Allah Ta'ala? Who would have stopped Allah if Allah killed everyone in this earth? There was no one that had any power to stop Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in anything. We see today there is an earthquake, Allah Ta'ala safeguard each and every individual. But if there is an earthquake, thousands of people will lose their lives. There is a tsunami, thousands of people lose their lives. Who is there to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is none that can stop Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here the argument is insofar as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So our belief, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not crucified. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam ascended. Allah ta'ala took him into the heavens and he is alive and he will come back. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's argument is consistent in the fact that if Allah ta'ala so desired, Allah Ta'ala could have taken the life of Isa alayhi salam, and that would have been ample proof that Allah Ta'ala is Allah and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a makhluk, he is a creation besides Allah Ta'ala. Despite the fact that his birth was miraculous, that does not give him any right to be any part of Allah, any sifat, any quality of Allah Ta'ala, or any being or anything that is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereignty of the skies and the earth and what lies in between. Probably here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about their belief that if they really believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified, and if they also really believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Allah in himself, then Allah Ta'ala, the sovereignty, the control, the domain of whatever is in the skies, in the earth, whatever lies in between, all is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. Could not Isa alayhi salatu wasalam stop that at that particular time? If he was Allah Ta'ala, if he was really crucified, if he was that person on the cross, but we discussed, it was not Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was not Allah Ta'ala. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاء, Allah Ta'ala creates whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires. This is amazing of the Quran Sharif, that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala creates however Allah Ta'ala so desires. Here Allah Ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam in the manner and in the kudrat in which Allah Ta'ala so desired creating Isa alayhi salam. Earlier in the Quran Sharif in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam in the fashion, in the manner in which Allah Ta'ala so desired. But Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about how, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about what. Whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala creates. There is no one that can stop Allah. There is no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that can put, so to say, spanners in the works when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in the process of creating. And that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is not found in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah ta'ala has power over all things that Allah ta'ala creates. How Allah wants, Allah fashions. However Allah ta'ala wants, and Allah ta'ala creates. Whatever Allah wants, and Allah ta'ala will take the life of whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.